Buzz.com. Rencontre par Marc Zisman.
Hello, bonjour.
So you're in Paris for a concert tonight.
Yes.
Your last album was released a couple of months ago, mainly focused on two composers, kind of very two aspects of the music, is Szymanowski and Debussy, which is not actually the first time, I think, that you recorded them, because on an album you did before the Chopin competition that you won, you already recorded these two composers.
Exactly, yes. The really first CD was made a few months before Chopin competition in 2005. It was April. And yes, I recorded the Debussy Suite Bergamasque and the Szymanowski Variations, Opus 3, and also the Schumann Sonata, number 2, and the Liszt Etudes. So it was the first meeting, recording meeting with these composers. But of course, after my winning at Chopin competition in 2005, I played quite often Szymanowski and Debussy during my recitals in Europe, in the United States, and also in Asia.
So what was the idea behind this new album, like to show the contrast between the two visions of the music,
I think,
like
there are completely
impressionism
and expressionism, but yes, there are two completely different planets, different worlds, musical worlds, and I think that also very interesting is to show the virtuosic fragments, because the virtuosity in Debussy music is such different than in Szymanowski. There are more octaves, more chords, and in Debussy pieces we can hear that the virtuosic fragments are lighter. This is the finger virtuosity for me. And but also in Szymanowski music, the colors and shades of the sounds is absolutely important, not only in Debussy, but also in Szymanowski. And big contrast in Szymanowski sonata, for example, there are some phrases which are completely different characters, different emotions, and I think it's interesting to show these differences between Szymanowski and Debussy, but also in Debussy and Szymanowski, because, for example, the first piece which I recorded, Pour le piano, and the second one, Estampes, they are completely different. Pour le piano is a little bit, when I'm comparing Pour le piano and Estampes, a little bit classical, and Estampes a little bit more impressionistic. So I think it's interesting to show the contrast between the composers, but also in one composer, in one style.
To get the final result that you wanted, one composer was more difficult technically than the other, or not really?
No, because I already recorded the CDs with one composer, with Chopin.
But for this precise album, this specific album?
It was the idea to have a contrast, big contrast. And also the second reason is maybe that these pieces, exactly these pieces, I played very often during last seasons. Mm-hmm. And this is my idea to work in the studio after the concert experience. Mm-hmm. It's very important to present the program of the recording before the work in the studio, so I can play these pieces in different acoustics, on different pianos. It's really important for me.
What value do you give to an album? What's the meaning of a recording an album for you in 2012? We know that the record industry is not in good shape. Mm-hmm. And during your musical education, what was your relationship with historical recordings, or like with CDs or vinyls or I don't know?
Well, I have a lot of, I have many recordings, interesting recordings in my home. Not only piano, but also the symphony is the organ music. My second fascination is the organ. Yeah. So the contact with great recordings I had quite early as a child. And now I'm trying to do all my best with the recordings project. So it was very important to sign the contract with Deutsche Grammophon and to record the program which I feel that I can play well. It's very important to record the program which I feel that I can play well. It's very important for the artist to have a freedom with the program. Of course, it's always the discussion between the people with Deutsche Grammophon about the idea of the program, but I was very happy that they accepted my idea about Szymanowski because his music and especially this first sonata is not so popular even in my country, in Poland.
How do you feel during a recording session? It's not the same as live. So is your approach of the piano, do you have to do like a mental work or something? How do you approach the studio recording?
I would like to create the similar atmosphere which we have in during the concert, which we have during the evening with the public, with the audience. And I think it's possible to do this, and this is what I said during this interview, that it's very important to present this program
before the
recording, and then it's easier to create this atmosphere in the studio, because we have only the microphones, the piano, the recording team, and we have to have the audience in my imagination, in my head, in my heart. So it's very important to play these pieces before. And maybe different was the third project for Deutsche Grammophon with the concertos by Frédéric Chopin, because it was the live recording in Amsterdam in Concertgebouw. And it was the work. It was a little bit different because I played both Chopin concertos during one evening, and it was recorded. So. But the last project was it was a typical recording in the studio in Hamburg, the same studio which I chose for the first CD with the Preludes by Chopin.
So we mentioned this Chopin competition from 2005. In a way, I'm sure that it's like a before and an after in your musical life.
Exactly, yes, because
so many
my
things
life
happens
changed.
After.
My life changed a lot.
Do you remember, I mean, the competition in itself before winning? I mean, how did you felt when you arrived? Did you feel very comfortable? How were you? Yeah,
during the competition?
Yeah, during the competition, before getting the first prize. Your life's the first part of
I have quite nice memories and impressions from the competition. Maybe
you had hopes, really, that to get the first prize, or it was like a dream, or you felt...
It was a dream. Yeah. Of course, I wanted to win this competition because I knew that it could be a key to develop an international musical career, and it was always my dream to play for the people all over the world, and after the winning I can do it. But my impressions are quite good because I had own strategy during the competition. I didn't listen to other contestants, other pianists during the all competition.
You stay focused on your...
Yes, I was concentrated only on my program, on my interpretation, and I didn't live in the hotel with other pianists. I was in a completely different place in Warsaw. And I didn't read any newspapers, I didn't watch the TV, I didn't listen
to
the
radio.
You were
like on a desert island.
I was concentrated only on Chopin music and my interpretation. And I think it helped me very much to keep good atmosphere inside and to be far away from a typical atmosphere during the competition. So,
but I guess it's a bit difficult to deal with like the concept of a competition. And when we're talking about music, arts, which is something so personal, so, and then it's like a competition with like contestant, prize number 1, 2, 3. How do you, and you have to stay true to your heart to say what you want to know? I mean, they're so far away from what's
generally
the
I don't like competitions. Yeah. So also in the past when I took part, for example, the international Hamamatsu competition in Japan, but it was important to have a small experience of the competition. So. But I knew that this is the way to making the musical career. So it's a bit maybe like a sport rivalization, sport competition, because we have the first prize, the second one, the third. It's there's a small conflict between the arts and between the sport.
But it's interesting that you mentioned sports, because some like top class musicians, like pianist or other, sometimes compare like the life of a musician with like technically and physically, all the investments that you have to give, like to be like a sportsman, like trainings and and there's like some pressure, and it's like, do you feel a bit some parallel with that or not that much?
There are maybe some similarities because we have to practicing the pianist.
Do you practice a lot? Do you have like very regular...
Yes, it's very important to be systematic in this work. It's very, very important. And before the competition, especially, I have to practice a lot and every day. And during the competition, it's very important to have own strategy, how to practice, not too much during the competition, because I wanted to be fresh before my each stage. So it was important to. And it was important to practice also the final stage, the concerto, at the beginning of the competition, because it's a quite long musical event, almost 3 weeks. So it was very important to have a plan, to have an exact schedule, what to do during all competition. But generally, this is what I said, I don't like competitions. But afterwards, I was extremely happy when I had the results. Yeah. Thank you.
Some people put like a stickers on your back because you were the first musician from Poland who won. Last one was Christian Zimmermann. So you were like the new Christian Zimmermann. How did you deal with that at that time? You laughed. You said, "Why not?" Or was like a marketing thing? You think? Or did you?
Maybe a bit. Yeah. Yes, it was nice.
Yeah, I guess it's not a bad complaint. It could have been worse.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people were very, very happy in my country and. Yeah, and I was very happy, but it was a little bit difficult moment for me because everything was completely new for me. It was a new life. So I had to find the right people, for example, right good agencies, musical agencies in each country. So I didn't have enough experiences in this. It was completely, completely new. A lot of interviews, press conferences, meeting with the journalists. So everything was...
A lot of pressure. Yeah. Yeah. Were you afraid by that in a way, like to... Too many things happened too quickly.
A lot of things, yeah. But I wanted to
That's
be
good thing,
still
but,
concentrated on music and but now it's fine because I have a lot of good musical agencies and they are doing very well. So and it's very important to keep a right balance between giving the concert and between a normal private life, between the time for preparing new preparation, new program for the next recordings, next concerts. Yeah, so I don't play too much.
Yeah, you don't give so many concerts every year.
45, 50.
It's essential for you to keep this, not light, but not too heavy planning?
Maybe in the future I will change it, but until this moment it works. It worked perfectly. And for me it's enough to play 50 concertos with the orchestras and the recitals together during one season, during one year, because I feel that I have a time for... being in my house with my family, to have a time for thinking what to do in the future, for preparing new program, for study.
all this pressure on new life after this winning this competition, does it impact your approach of your instruments, the piano playing? Do you try to stay clear in your mind and keep your own personal speech with your instrument, or was it easy for you to stay clear in your mind? Yeah, after winning this competition with all the pressure you mentioned, like finding an agency, all the journalism and all that, so a completely different life. So
completely different. First season was quite hard because a lot of different things, not only connected with directly with music, but I knew that the music is the most important, and I wanted to be still concentrated on this. And it was very important to have a plan what to do in the future in 2-3 years. It was new for me, for example, to sending a programs for the next two seasons. to London, to Vienna, to Paris. It was new, but it was good because it required to have a plan what to play in the future, what I can prepare for the next seasons. And I was, of course, concentrated still on Chopin, but not only. It was natural that the first CD for Deutsche Grammophon will be with Chopin. It was natural for them, for Deutsche Grammophon, for me and for the audience, because they expected my Chopin interpretations. But my first recitals in Germany, mostly in Europe, I combined in a little bit different way, because I presented Chopin, but not only. In the first part of my concerts, I played Haydn, classical music, Haydn or Beethoven, Haydn, Mozart, for example. Yeah. And in the second part, it was the time for romantic music. And I think it's a good combination because the audience can have a contact with different composers with different styles. And
tell us about this relationship that when you're from Poland and you play the piano, it's like you have to play Chopin. It's like it seems like it's in your DNA. It's like
first 2 years so after the competition.
It's like a special relationship that musicians from Poland have with these composers.
Yeah, we have.
It's not like the others in a way. It's like the other composers.
Like the other composers. Yeah, but when I'm, for example, in Germany, the people are expecting Beethoven.
Beethoven,
Haydn, Mozart. Yeah. But of course, Chopin is very special. And after first 2 years after the competition, they expected Chopin. But not only. Of course, in Poland, in my country, and Japan. Yeah. The first tour in Japan, I had only with Chopin program. But it was nice.
Yeah,
he's a good composer.
Bad music.
Yeah,
it's not bad music, so it could have been worse. So you mentioned earlier, so organ was one of your first favorite instruments.
Yes.
Why you didn't went in that direction?
I don't know. I was very fascinated by the huge sound of the organ. So my all memories from my childhood are connected with going to the church and listening to the organ music. So I played the organ a little bit, especially some Bach compositions, but also some Chopin preludes, two preludes, number 4 and number 6. Yeah. And but when I started to play the piano, especially after my first small competitions, after my first small winnings at these competitions, I realized that the piano is the right instrument for me, and I wanted to be the pianist, not the organist, and I wanted to play for the audience in many countries. So it was very important that the contact with the music, with the instrument, with the piano, I had very early.
Yeah.
Although my parents are not musicians, not professionalists musicians.
So, but I mean, organ was the first... First time that you were like what hypnotized by an instrument in a way?
Yes, and maybe because Bach, I was very fascinated by Johann Sebastian Bach music, and the polyphony thinking is very close to me. And now I see how important the polyphony was for Chopin. For example, where we are focusing on his late music, is, for example, Polonaise Fantasy, Opus 61, late Mazurkas, Nocturnes. There are a lot of polyphonic fragments. And I think that playing the organ and playing the Bach music can help to be more aware of the polyphony structures.
So you met Christian Zimmermann after the competition?
And before.
Before you
the first meeting was a few months before Chopin competitions, because Christian Zimmermann had a master classes in Katowice in Poland, and because he finished the Academy of Music 30 years ago in Katowice, and in this school he had a master classes only for pianists who were preparing the program for the Chopin competition. So I played for him one piece then. And it was the first meeting. But of course, after a Chopin competition, he sent me a beautiful letter with the congratulations. And it was really nice. And he invited me to his house in Basel, in Switzerland. And I was there in February 2007, so almost 2 years after my winning.
Competition.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. When you were like starting learning the piano, did you have like some musical idols, some pianists that were your idols, or not that much? You were listening to a lot of different.
I had a few pianists which I liked very much, and I still like Arturo Benedetti, Michelangelo, Arthur Rubinstein, especially his recordings from the concert, live recordings. Yeah. Maurizio Pollini, Christian Zimmermann, of course, Marta Argerich. Mm. Yeah.
How do you see the evolution of your career in terms of programs? You say that you know when you want to record something. Yeah. Like, do you already have in mind like the next steps of the direction you want it to go, or it's more years after years you like to see other things evolved, or you already have in mind a lot of different stages, future stages?
Yes, I have a plan for the future. Maybe not
for 20 years.
No, not so long time. But of course, because the concerts I'm planning for a long time in the future, and the recording projects, of course, I have some ideas for the next projects with the orchestra, and also for the solo CDs. I can tell you that the next CD will be again solo CD with a Chopin music. Mm. I would like to record all Polonaises by Chopin, which I presented in the past, and now I'm still presenting in this beautiful music during my recitals. Not everywhere, of course, but it's very important to do this before the recording. And the next, I would like to record with the orchestra. Mm. I'm discussing now with Deutsche Grammophon the right orchestra and the conductor to this project. I have the program already prepared, but I would like to keep. I would like, yes. I think it's a nice surprise for the audience, for the people when they can see the CD in the market, the CD in the shops with the different program, and it is a nice surprise for them, for my fans.
What kind of listener are you? Do you listen to a lot of albums? Do you go to a lot of concerts? You have like phases, or it depends? Not even maybe classical music, like you prefer to go to see other concert or listening to something different from...
No, I'm concentrated on classical music mostly, and unfortunately I don't have enough time maybe for attending different concerts, but sometimes yes. I remember I went to Andreas Schiff concert in Vienna 2 years ago, and he played Goldberg Variations, and we talked a little bit after the concert, so it was very nice. I went to Pollini concert in Salzburg Festival, I went to Zimmermann concerts in Ferrara in Italy, and
so mainly
Tokyo.
Pianists actually.
Yeah, pianists. Yeah, yeah. Because it's
because some musicians sometimes say, "Oh, I prefer to listening something far away from what I'm doing."
Yes, I went to Gergiev and Mariinsky Orchestra. They played Wagner. It was in Tokyo. I had a few days completely free because I was during the tour, Japanese tour, and it was a nice meeting with the opera, big opera. So sometimes, yes, I have a time for that. And a lot of music I have on the CDs, and I can do it, I can listen to in the car during the travel, because I'm traveling by car in Europe. In my opinion, it's the best, better than the planes, the airports. Yes.
Like Gustav Leonhardt, who was listening to music during driving a fast car.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing. Sometimes it's even faster to take a car, because you know we have to be 2 hours before the plane in the airports. The security are sometimes very complicated. The luggage, so I need a time for travel to the airport and from the airport to the hotel. So I prefer to have a car in Europe.
Yeah. Okay. So your last album, the Szymanowski and Debussy, was released on the Deutsche Grammophon. Thank you very much, Rafael Blihaj.
Thank you.
cobuzz.com. Rencontre par Mark Zisman.